You're listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.
Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship. I'm Andrew Horton. Now, being an army doctor has to be one of the most challenging forms of working in medicine, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And at a recent CMF conference, I caught up with Michael Claydon, who does just that role. I began by asking him how he came to be an army doctor.
When I was at medical school in Birmingham, I met lots of military doctors, and at first I thought they were parking attendants because of the uniform. Then I found out they were army doctors, and I thought, this is what I want to do. And so I went for an open day in Sandhurst, and I liked what I saw, and then I prayed about it, and I applied for it, and by the grace of God, got in.
Did you ever think that you were going to be an army doctor when you were growing up or as a student?
I didn't even realise they had doctors in the army. Until about the fourth or fifth year, so no, it wasn't part of the plan at all, but in retrospect, it was all part of God's plan, so that's the main thing.
And how much of a process is it to become an army doctor? I mean, are there lots of stages you have to go through to get to that?
So everyone does the same 5 years at medical school, then you do your 2 years, Foundation 1, Foundation Year 2, and then you start your military training, which is the basic military training at Sandhurst, which is a 10-week course along with the vicars, the lawyers, the nurses and the other professional officers. And then you do a four-month course to train you to be a military doctor. So that's looking at the military aspects of medicine. So, for example, how you apply gastroenterology to the military situation, and then things that you just don't face in the NHS. So, for example, tropical medicine, and then other aspects such as military medical law and the physical side as well, and the military occupational medicine side. So that's 4 months. Then you join a unit, and that's when you actually do the job of a GP, really. So you're doing primary care, and you're looking after a unit, a few hundred soldiers, and you're advising the chain of command on the medical issues in that, and then you'll deploy with the units and provide medical care on the ground with the unit.
Is it like what you see in the films? So it's always trauma cases, it's always very dramatic, there's grenades going on left, right and centre. What is it like?
Not at all. The majority of injuries and illness in the military is disease and non-battle injury, which is injury that's caused by anything but enemy activity, and that still is the major part of our workload. So although the trauma is the highest priority, the majority of my work is focused on the other stuff, which you deal with. You do get the trauma, and obviously deal with that when that turns up, and that's an important part of it, but that's only a fraction of what you do.
And how much is the balance between being a medical doctor and being a soldier?
That's a controversial question. I think my answer will be that I'm a doctor first, soldier, then I'm a doctor last as well. You're there for your medical skills as a doctor, and but you also need to be able to not be a liability, so you need to be safe, you need to understand the tactical situation to a degree, but you are there to be a doctor, you're not there to be Rambo or anything else, so you need to hold on to that.
Is it a myth that you're, or is it true that you're not only a doctor for your troops, that you're on the friendly side, but you also have the responsibility? Do you have an obligation for enemy combatants?
Absolutely. So as a doctor, you have the privilege of looking after everybody, whether they are military, allied military, or whether they're enemy military, and you treat everybody equally. So that's a very good fundamental principle of army medicine. You also treat life and limb-threatening injuries in civilians as well, so there's a humanitarian side as well. And when you can, you also treat the minor injuries and illnesses that turn up in the local population. So your range is, your treatment, who you treat is beyond just the UK military.
How do you balance that? Where does the priority stand if you're in a combat situation? You've got civilians that are injured, you've got your own troops that are injured, you've got enemy forces that are injured. I mean, is there a chain that you're taught to do your own guys first?
No, everyone is treated absolutely equally. So you are triaged, and the person who's the highest priority will be treated first, whether they are civilian, whether they're enemy, whether they're your own side.
What are some of the challenges you face, not so much in terms of the environments you find yourself in, but as a Christian, as a doctor in the army, what are some of the challenges you face?
So being a Christian in the army can be a difficult situation because you are very much in the world, and you're living with non-Christians all the time, and it's hard not not to rub off on you. So the challenge is to make sure that your walk with the Lord is closer than ever before, and that you're seeking Him first. So that's a general problem. There are more specific issues in that when you're deployed, you are a sole practitioner, so you can't necessarily defer to someone else. So there are a few potential problems there, which I expect I'll have to address when I come to them.
So you're on your own, basically. Do you work in a team when you're out in the field, as it were?
It depends where you are, but I'm likely to be working on my own with a senior doctor at the end of the phone or a radio. But I'll be the only doctor in the location, so I have to make the judgment call.
Are you also trained in the absolute extremities of crisis and panic and chaos and the real guts of war?
I think you learn that from experience. At Sandhurst, you really get put under a lot of pressure. The aim is to try and see how far you can push and to push you beyond that, so you know your own limits and you work out what your weaknesses are and how you deal with that. I think everyone tends towards panic in a pressure situation, but your job as the doctor is to be calm and to get on with your job.
As a Christian, what are some of the things that you find helpful in terms of Bible verses, or do you listen to worship albums when you get a chance, or how do you kind of feed your spiritual meter, as it were?
So first of all, Bible verses. The Lord's really spoken to me over the years through various ones, like the one Isaiah mentioned earlier, and the various verses in Timothy about being a soldier of Christ, and holding on to the fact that I know that God has put me in this situation and he will get me through. So that's always encouragement, just to have those key verses that God's spoken to you through and to remind yourself of those. Other things are fellowship. One of my favourite quotes is my favourite verse actually is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, easy to remember, and that's, "Flee evil lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love and peace with those called the Lord and have a pure heart." And it's the fact of having fellowship with other Christians and really spending time together and really being honest with each other and really seeking the Lord together, which really gets you through. And I love singing hymns and Christian songs. That's just such an encouragement. And you know, when you're in the field or whatever, and you can just whistle a tune, which is a hymn, and just remind yourself of the words of that, is real encouragement.
And just finally, what would be your message to any student doctors or even graduate doctors who would be interested perhaps in following in your footsteps?
I highly recommend it. I really love it as a job. I think that it's a huge mission field, and it's a great privilege to be involved in that. So if the Lord's calling you to it, excellent, go for it. It's a very, very privileged place to work in.
That's Michael Claydon, an army doctor and also a member of the Christian Medical Fellowship. For more inspiring stories, news and comment on the latest issues, both Christian and medical, do keep listening to our weekly podcasts and also check out our blog. That's www.cmfblog.org.uk. But for now, goodbye.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.